ever wants to increase his risk and to live a long life should honor ties with his blood relatives. Blood relatives.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Viewers of Madani Channel, please join me in reciting the salutation and salawat upon the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. As we are constantly reminded, those people who will be close to our Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on the Day of Judgment will be the fortunate people, those who had sent a large number of durood upon him whilst they were in the dunya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. The name of the silsila being family matters, and we say that we can twist it also to say family matter. That the family matters, it mean a lot. Of course, family matters, it means that those issues pertaining to the family, but also it can mean that the family, it matters in life. It means a lot. That is, we need to sacrifice for the family. We need to give time, lot of things. You know, when we talk about sacrifice in Islam, we know that you sacrifice your wealth, your time, and in most of the cases that really the true sacrifice, it will be in as far as time is concerned. You know, because nowadays wealth, we say, you can just do somebody, you know, just, but giving time is what is intended and to what is meant for. So today's topic's discussion is that the individuals in a family, who are the individuals who make together as a family? After we said that family is very important, one can ask, okay, what is it that the family is made of? Who are they? Allow me just, before we start the discussion of today, is that think of a very important job or an occupation wherein when you think about that job, you find that there will be certain people with certain criteria to be able to be called that they qualify for that job. So a family is like a job. Let us try to think it in that way, wherein there are some criteria, some posts, whereby people need to fill those posts. And the people who are qualified normally in this world, they make what? They make a very good and successful working career, be it in an occupation. A driver is an occupation. A driver is somebody who is an expert in as far as driving is concerned, and he knows the ins and out of driving. Henceforth, he's called a driver. And then a pilot, it is not a layman, it's somebody, a well-trained personnel, who is able to fly the machines, which we can call aeroplanes, jet, helicopters, etc. They are highly trained and they can do this swiftly and without not any problem. Why? Because they are trained. It's like an occupation. I want to say, viewers of Madani Channel, also a family is like a job wherein people, they have got to fill certain occupation and they need to make sure that they fulfill the responsibility assigned to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, we did mention previously that a family was instituted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a divine institution wherein certain individuals, they take certain roles. Be it in a play, be it a stage play, you find that there will be a script and there will be the characters. There's a script and the characters put together. Then we can call that the drama will facilitate from there. There is the script, then there is the actors. They will act according to what is being put on a script. So that's like the family. It's like these people whom we are mentioning, they are the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them certain responsibility. So first thing first, before, is it a chicken or an egg, or an egg then a chicken, one way or the other? So who was first in a family? Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, we know that He created our father Adam alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salam, that the man was created first. So we want to say that the first figure in a family is the fatherhood figure. The occupation, if you want to put it that, be it as an occupation, we say that the father is the first unity or the first step wherein the vacancy in a family to be filled with someone whom we will call a father. So what is the fatherhood? The fatherhood, as we said, that he is the first, it's like he's the captain. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم then said that this post which I'm talking about of being a father is like a somebody who is a ra'i, a shepherd, somebody whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him a lot of amana. He is trusted with everybody under him. And you know, when we say it's an amana, it means that one day the amana will be questioned by Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. So a father is somebody, nowadays, may Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal make us to understand. Of course, we are playing with the role of a father due to the fact that, you know what, yeah, we understand with names, yani, and these things which we are calling them, you know, somebody say dead, and, you know, all that type of, you know, and somebody said that, you know what, there are two types of dead. There's one who is dead, and there's one who is daddy, and another one is dead, and he's mayit. That's why the family is called dead. It's nothing. No any spirituality. It's such a type of father. He just brings some chocolates and no any spirituality. So he's dead spiritually. So they call him dead. He's buried and he's alive. And there's a dead with a Y at the end. A D-A-double-D-Y there. A daddy, they call him, not a dead, that is dead. So we need to understand what roles do they play and they sharpen in as far as the family is concerned. Really, viewers of Madani Channel, this is a role wherein majority of us we are failing and will be taken into account by Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam defined the duties, yani, you know, sometimes most of the time we talk about rights, but we need also to talk about duties. Yeah, of course, there are rights, of course, you know, we want this one to fulfill my right, this one, he must fulfill my right, but are we fulfilling also duties? That is the main problem. So the duty of a father, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that he is a shepherd. He is responsibility over the flock of what he is heading. You know, the example of a shepherd is being put. Why? Because a shepherd under him is a lot of sheep. Being it goats, is somebody who is heading them. In a jungle full of lions, wild animal. So a clever shepherd is the one who not only makes sure that the sheep or the goats, they graze, he makes sure that he gives them also shelter and protection and guidance also on where to graze, what time to graze, what time to rest. And you know, a shepherd would build a place where they will reside, where they will hibernate. All this is very, very important. So a father is linked to that. And look in the jungle or in as far as the real animal husbandry is concerned, you find that we will be worried about the animals, the predators, would you come and try to attack the head. So the father is always also alert that the predator here is Shaitan. He wants to come and attack the family. So as a father, you need to put the rose and some sort of a barrication in order for him to protect. Allah Rabbul Izzat said in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, people who believe, you need to protect yourselves and your family first from the scorching fire of hell. This is the role of the father. You need to make sure that, you know, like how he's providing. You see, the problem nowadays in the society, which we pick nowadays, is people that are concerned in as far as what? Making ends meet. But never ever did we hear that somebody is saying that the ends have met. We all die saying that, making ends meet, making ends meet. But they will never meet. Ala kulli hal. What I'm saying is that our main focus is that to make sure that there's bread on the table, there's what on this and that on this. Okay, that is very, very good. And also spirituality. The father must be concerned. Is the children, are they having the proper Islamic tarbiyah? Are they able to recite the Quran in this type of age? If they reach this age, what are the Islamic implications in as far as that is concerned? That is the role of a father. This is what a father is being expected unto. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned many. Inshallah, we shall explain them more when we'll be talking about the rights. But just here, we're just talking about some of the duty and responsibility which the father is carrying on his shoulders, which he will be asked on the day of judgment. So this is the first thing, the first occupation, in as far as the family is concerned, the fatherhood figure. The fatherhood figure. And the father is somebody who is strict. One scholar did explain beautifully the criteria. Normally we talk about that in as far as the world is concerned, that, if somebody is applying for the job, we say that let us check the criteria, let us look at his CV. Did he pass this? Is he the suitable candidate? Okay. The criteria of one to be a father. What are the criteria we are going to mention? Number one, he must be strict but not harsh. He must be strict but not harsh. What I'm trying to be, I'm saying that he must be strict but not cruel. He must be to be strict but not cruel. What I'm saying is that he's somebody who is strict and stern in as far as making law and order is concerned, but not out of cruelty, not out of animosity, not out of punishing. You know, even the issue of punishing somebody, it is to put somebody right, not to fix somebody. Nowadays, we take it as fixing somebody, but it is put him right. So the father, the first criteria of a father, he is somebody who is strict but not cruel. He is being strict. He does not compromise. He just have got to make, with notion, not emotion. Somebody, you look at the criteria, the criteria of a Khalifa also, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he selected, making a parda in this dunya, he selected some people to be selected as the Khalifa after him. That's when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that a leader, which have got also to go to the father. The father is the leader. He's like the president of the house. So he must be very, very strict. He said that a leader is somebody, who is strict, but not cruel. Who is soft, but not weak. Do you understand the different viewers of Madani Channel? He is soft but not weak. Not that people, they are overriding him. Yeah, of course, he is soft. He is soft. What do we mean when we say that he is soft and he is not weak? He is soft, when he is speaking, he just do so. Yeah, qawlan layyina. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal did say to Nabi Musa and Nabi Harun that when you go to Fir'aun, you need to say to him, qawlan layyina. Soft words, not harsh words. But to be soft is not to be weak. To be soft is not to be weak. What we're saying is that, you tell them in a soft, in a nice manner, at the same time to be strict on them. My children, I want you to perform salah. Not to make a mashwara. Umso wants to make, they will make. No. A father is somebody who put law and order with strictness, but not harsh, but not enemy, not cruel. And he is soft, but not what? But not weak. Mina ghayr da'if. Then another criteria is what? A father is somebody who is not too sweet that the family end up swallowing him up. Or again, he is too sour that they end up spitting him out. So the father must be in the medium. He need to make sure that he is always striking the balance, wherein he will make the family in order in such a manner that they won't hate him. And again, he won't make them to do guna in such a manner that they will like him. This is what we want to discuss. Majority of the fathers, as long as the family is happy with me, I don't care. Huh? We just buy them all these luxuries, he playing like this. No, he will love me. I did buy him like this, so he will love me. I did send him to go this, he will love me. We don't look at that. Is there some guna there? As long as they love me, we want to be sweet. So they end up swallowing us. If they don't swallow us here on the day of judgment, it will be on our shoulder. So a father is somebody who is sweet. He's not too much sweet that the people end up swallowing him up. And he's not sour that people end up spitting him up. Viewers of Madani Channel, this is now, if somebody is not married, think for a moment that do you fit this criteria? And if you are a father also, think for a moment. Are you fitting hand to glove this criteria? It's like a driver. If you don't fit the criteria of driver, you cause the accidents. That's why there's parishani, there's problems in the society due to the people who become fathers and they were not being trained to be fathers. So a family, it needs to understand with the current kids which we have got. If your baby born is being born in the family, day one we need to teach him to be a father. If a daughter, alhamdulillah, is being born in the family, day one we need to what? To teach him to be a mother. Yeah, it's like installing these softwares. Now we go again to the second position, or as we said, the individual in a family. The second post after the father would post is what? The mother. The mother would post, which is again very important. By nature, you find that most of the time, the children, they don't spend time with the father. Naturally. Why? Because the father does go out for work. And he's always not only concerned that the house is running smoothly, also to bring food on the table. So the mother is always there. So a mother is somebody who knows also how to carry and to fulfill the responsibility. That is the second cornerstone of the family, the motherhood. She is the, much that we did explain in earlier on, that the mother is the teacher. So before selecting a mother, who is going to be the mother in the family, I think the father need to do homework. Because all these things, he himself is the head. He's going to be asked also on the day of judgment. So a vice president, of course, you need to have got a sharp vice president. So you can be a wise president and your vice president is not sharp, then it's a recipe of disaster. You need to be the president and the vice president alike, they sing the same tune. Not that the president is pulling this way and the vice president is pulling this way. The family at the end of the day is the one who is going to suffer. So that's why the motherhood there is very, very important. She is the one whom, due to her relationship with the children, by her breastfeeding the children, The children tend to love the mother more than the father. And also, it is not only like that. The Prophet ﷺ also acknowledged this role which the mother play in the script of the family. That a certain man did come to the Holy Prophet ﷺ and said that, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've got this troubling question to me, which I want to pose in your court. Ya Rasulallah, who should I give my love and my respect and my honor to after Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, comes your mother. The next is your mother. The man said that he did ask again. Then who is going to follow? Look at how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother again. First he said, the mother. And number two again, your mother. Then the man again re-insisted. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother again. The fourth time, like how the muhaditin, the people narrating the hadith, then father told us, then he said that, then your father. If you want to analyze this hadith, look, first it was your mother. So to say that the number one was your mother, the number two is your mother, the number three is your mother. This is called in balagha, or in a way of speech, to give an emphasis to show how important the role a mother play in molding the children is concerned. So it's very, very important, and as far as the family is concerned, that the mother herself must be somebody who is well equipped in as far as religion is concerned. Really, they will adopt many, many things from the mother. Nowadays, you find that, you know what, even what the mother say, that will be final in as far as the children is concerned. They always follow They always love the mother. They always with the mother. So she is somebody who is there. So the mother can shape the whole community because she have got the final saying in the home. That's why it said that she is the like the madrasa itself. So this is another position. Rather, we're just giving it an example of like an occupation or else a position wherein we need to take it seriously. Then from amongst the people who will play a pivotal role in as far as family is concerned, they are what? The children from the father, from the mother, then comes the children. Now, when the children come, these are people, yani, the product of the family, wherein they are under the hands of the mother and the father. So the mother and the father, they are the ones now to take responsibility of these new members of the family. First, there comes the father, then the mother, then from there, be it the sons, the daughters, which they have got to, I mean, to have got a certain role to play in as far as the family is concerned. A baby boy, there are certain roles which is also expected to play in as far as the script of family is concerned. Daughters also, there are some script which they are expected to, so they can be either your reward or your punishment, the children. Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal mentioned it very clearly in the Holy Quran that indeed your family, your children, and your wealth, awladukum wa amwalukum. He did mention Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal that your children and your wealth, it's what? It's fitna. It's a trial, it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The children and the wealth, they are trials from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning saying this dunya, if we cannot see it, but definitely know that in the year after, we will be asked concerning each and every one of them. Because these are from what the family is being made of. The head, we did mention about him, is the father. And the neck of the house, we did mention of here, that is the mother. Now we are now talking about the products now which will come from the mother and the father, that is the children. And from the children also, they themselves, when they look at one another, it's again a part and parcel of the family. They are called siblings. Children from day one they need to be taught to love one another, to correlate to one another, to have this union to one another. As the Prophet said, the right of the elder son upon the rest of the family is like the right of the father to the son. The Prophet Hakku Kabiril Echo. The Prophet said, like the right of the elder brother, yani the firstborn, that is the son, to the rest of them, is like that of the father to the children. So they need now to state from the day one how the families work and how to relate, the importance of this and the importance of this. For really the family is like the hand. You see this hand, you see the fingers, all of them. If we take this one here, the whole hand won't function. If I take the thumb out, the whole hand won't function. So this is the family. The father, the mother, the siblings, all of them, they are in this unit that is called the immediate unit. Because again, the family will start to branch, you know, to extend and to be growing. But this is the first immediate unit of the family, wherein there is the parents and the children. So whenever we have got this one here, we need to make sure that we put it in right, so that inshallah, if there is its goodness, it is going to spill, be it in the extended. We talk about marriage. We talk about what? So now, if this family is intact, then of course, if they marry to this, the goodness is going to be spilled to the next family. Otherwise, if this family is not intact, what will happen is that all the rotten, yani, you take a bucket of tomatoes, a basket of tomatoes rather, you put one rotten tomato inside there. It is going to corrupt all the tomatoes which are there. So if we now, this family did not do its tarbiyah, we are now want to marry from them. That's Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that even if you want to marry, first of all, look at the family where you want to marry. It's very, very important. Because if that family, if it was not well equipped, it is going to spoil the next family. Viewers of Madani Channel, these things, they know not to be taken lightly. We might sometimes take them lightly, like how Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal said that, you know what? It is a matter of fact that, you know, sometimes we take the things lightly, but in the sight of وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be taken seriously. So family is taken seriously. You fail, it's like a chain. You fail here, wherever it is going to go there, it's going to fail also. So we just want to be strict with the immediate family, which we'll be talking about, wherein there is the father, there is the mother, then the children. then this is the family. We need to put it right. There are laws and, of course, and things which have got to govern. So, inshallah, let us try to break down what we discussed today. The episode of today, we were discussing about the individuals which make a family. From these individuals which will make a family, that is the immediate family, yani the family unit, the nucleus of the unity, the gist, the roots of the unity. We had the father. The father, we said that is the first from there. We were trying to say that in English, sometimes they debate that which one was the first, the egg or the chicken, ala kulahal. But here we know that it was the father. The father was the one who is the first. Then after the father, then the father will select the mother. It is now the responsibility for who? For the father to select who? The mother. He will make the selection of a proper mother. When the mother come now, then there's the second individual which will enter now into the family. From this now start to emerge many, many, many of their alike. Yani, they start to produce now. The children are going to come. So from the children now, when they come, what is now pending for the father and the mother is that the father need to make also from the sons a father like him. That's why he said like father, like son. Then a mother also, it is her duty now that to make us and from the daughters, good daughters to become like also the mother like her. So these are the family matters which we are talking about. Of course, we shall talk about nikah and all of these things to come forward. But we need to make this thing right, this immediate family. It is wherein the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the best one from amongst you are those people who are best to their family. Because these ones, whom I'm talking about, the mother, the daughters, the sons, they are the people who knows you more than you know yourself. And you know, it's easy for me to come to start to speak, yani, be it on the channel, but when my family is listening, what will be they thinking of me? Because now I stay with them. So this is the family. Wherein Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal said that we need to fear Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala regarding this. What you know, it's easy to pretend to other people, but now for these people whom I'm talking about, they are with you 24/7. You find that nowadays it's very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. There are people we can please other people outside, but our family there, we cannot please them. Why? Because we go and we pretend to put a show. The Granny Shura also did mention it that how does this happen? He said that, you know what, when I come out from the house, I wear the amama. Then when I come back inside the house, what will I do? I will take out the amama. Then I will start to show the other side of myself. They know the evil side of myself. The other ones, they just know, they see me with the amama. Then I put a show. Then when I come back now, I take on the amama. It's like now I'm becoming the second type, yani, the real me. Yani. So that's why we say that the family is very important. Lesson being derived home is that whenever we are the family, we need to watch out what we say. Sometimes, you know, it's easy to make and to break. All this which we are talking about, the tongue is the one actually being there, penetrating to them. We say a word to our spouses which will make them not to like us for the rest of our life. We can say also to our son, to our daughters, which will break for the rest of our life. So we need to say that this individual in a family, they deserve what? They deserve, number one, your attention. The divided, undivided attention. They need your attention. They need your respect. They need your love. They need your care. They are under you. And you are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning them. So these are the individual in a family, in an immediate family. Of course, inshallah, we shall talk about the extended family. The extended family is easy. It's easy. It's easy. Because it is made what? From this original family. Whatever, if this original family, you know how to relate with your spouse, you know how to react with your children. So it means that also, if you know how to relate to them, also you shall know how to relate with other people. Charity begins at home. If you do like this, then inshallah it is going to be easy. And also for the children now in the family, they need to be told that also tomorrow they themselves, they are what? They are going to be the parents. So whatever the parents will be doing inside their houses, this is what the example which they are setting for them. If they fight, they quarrel, these children also, they're going to fight and quarrel. It is a word of, you know, a human being by nature, it's a copy and paste. What the children will be seeing, they will also do it in the future. Kamata dinu tu dan, like how you do, This is how also it's a reflexive. It is going to bounce back and to be done. So inshallah, we did explain the roles of each and everybody in the family. We pray to Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal that let us be taking this seriously and take it as an act of worship as it is. Normally we just take it as a bypass that a father will make children and they will make the children and they will... It is not like that, viewers of Madani Channel. When the father make the children, he needs to know that he makes the community. So this is the entity, the main maqsad in as far as the union of the family is concerned. It is there to set up the rules, the wills of Islam to start to roll from the family to the community at large. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand. And before we conclude, let me try to say that to help the family to have this glue which I was talking about, the spiritual glue, Amir al-Sunnah had devised a device, of course, in a form of a short booklet, a risala called Madani In'am, which means the gift from Medina, wherein if we feel it will make us to have also better relationship with the family, because it is a book which will constantly remind us, did you do like this? Did you do parda with the non-mahram? Did you avoid? Did you say? Did you do qufli Medina? Because most of the family is sour because of the tongue. Lack of controlling of the tongue can destroy everything. Family can be made with the tongue and can be broken with the tongue. So the Amir al-Sunnah, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, bless him. He devised for us this special gift by the name Madani in Ahmad, both for Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters, wherein he said that we need to feed it during Fikr Medina before we sleep, so that each and every day must be a new day in your life. If you made mistake yesterday, they must not be ferried for tomorrow. So whatever you made of mistake of yesterday, wipe them up and tomorrow be a better person. Whatever good you did previously, try to make sure that you follow it up in the next day. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Whoever wants to increase his risk and to live a long life should honor ties with his blood relatives.